Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to another show at Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we have a special guest. We have a special show prepared for you. We have an amazing lady. Her name is Aaliyah, and she is a professional aesthetic and freelance hair stylist and makeup artist. She's here in Toronto, Canada. And whether you like a makeover photo shoot or for any special occasion, Aaliyah will collaborate with you with your desire to create a beautiful new you. Beauty is not just looking beautiful, but also feeling good about yourself. And that's exactly what Aaliyah would like to achieve, to make women look amazing and feel great about themselves. Aaliyah has always had a passion for makeup and hair. She has been inspired by beauty and helping others to achieve substantial beauty in the inside. Aaliyah will ensure to provide you with a professional service to enhance the natural, beautiful you. Aaliyah has completed the requirement education to serve her clients, and she's a certified aesthetic and hair and makeup artist. She assures you that she uses professional and makeup salon product for all her clients. Thank you, and welcome to the show, Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Liz. How about you?
I am great, and I'm so happy and honored that you're joining us to our another show. And listen, I basically gave you a wonderful intro because you are a wonderful person. I had the experience, listeners, to work with Aaliyah. And I'm telling you, everybody, that they have done photo shoot with us. She has done not just a great, but an awesome, awesome work in our clients. And everybody has nothing but to praise her and to talk about you. But tell the listeners, tell me a little bit more of what you do.
Well, I am a freelance professional aesthetic hairstylist and makeup artist. So I usually take bookings for almost every occasion, like photo shoots, weddings, special occasions, parties, proms, boudoir photos, and so on. And at times, I do go mobile to have to go to the clients, or they would come to my home studio. So it all depends on the event and normally what's easier and more convenient for the clients themselves.
Great. So that's there you have it. So if there is something that you're looking for, if you have a special occasion, please do contact her. She has done amazing work with us, and we praise her work because it's definitely exceptional. So what led you to pursue a career in beautiful, and what inspired you?
I've always had a passion for hair, makeup, and the whole glamour aspect in general. I mean, I've always been inspired by beauty and how a person can accentuate their features to bring out their natural defined beauty. That's pretty much my whole concept when I go out and do people's hair and makeup. Some people would like it overdone, and some people would also like to just enhance their features, which I think primarily makeup is great to just enhance your features. You don't have to go all out with it, but that's how it is. When I was younger, actually, I think about when I was 10 or 11, I started playing around with makeup and styling my hair. And just by doing so, you feel like so different about yourself. I also remember that when I was 14, I would style my mother and my aunt's hair for events and parties, and people would always ask them whether they got their hair professionally done in a salon. And that's when I discovered I had, like, an amazing talent.
And you are very good at what you do, and I have to say, you do bring up, it's not just doing it, but just the way you even talk to the clients, that make them feel special. You basically have our work as a photographer pretty much cut out for us because they already have that. That's right. They already have that in mind that they are. I mean, you show in the mirror how beautiful and how gorgeous they are. So now that is just going to reflect in our photography. They're just going to feel more confident, and that's what we're looking for in our clients, especially when they're looking of doing a photo shoot with for their business portfolio or their business card or something like that. So that's great. Is there any challenge about being a freelance and beauty artist?
Well, being a freelance artist, it's definitely challenging. I mean, there are always new challenges and opportunities, especially with freelancing. It is challenging at times because it's not like you've got a specific job on a specific date and time. It's not a regular job. It's always unexpected and spontaneous, which is one of the reasons why it is exciting. You always get to meet new people. You've always got new clients, and you can never really know exactly what to expect from the whole experience itself. I mean, I absolutely love freelancing. I mean, what's better than being your own boss?
Good for you. And by the way, listeners, this lady, she is very, very young. I'm saying that because I feel like I'm a mother. And she's doing this at this age. Just imagine what she's going to accomplish later on in her life. So kudos to you and congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're right. There's nothing better than being your own boss and doing what you like to do. And nobody really tells you what to do. I mean, it comes to a point that you decide if you want to work with that client or not. So this is great. Nobody has that nowadays.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's very hard for certain people. I mean, I know lots of people that do something that they don't like. So I personally feel that I'm very blessed to have an opportunity in a career that with something that I love to do. Like, this is something I absolutely adore doing. So I feel very lucky to be able to pursue it as a career.
Good for you. And please, I do not want to forget, I want to make sure that you give the listeners your website and your phone number because if there's a lot of events going on.
Okay,
website.
Sure. So people can contact me through several different ways. You can either give me a call at, and my number is 647-772-7845. I'm just going to repeat it. It's 647-772-7845. You can also contact me through my website or email me. You could also check out my work on my Facebook page and my website. It's www.hairmakeupaesthetics.com. So I'm just going to repeat that again. It's www.hairmakeupaesthetics.com. The link and everything should be in the description box below in case it's hard for you to understand. And also my email address is salon.spa.alia@gmail.com.
And listeners, all this information is in the Blog Talk Radio website. There's a link to her webpage. There's a link to her Facebook fan page and her phone number. So, and you're welcome to put this link into your social media as well. It will be recorded for you to use for your portfolio and for this interview. It's amazing. So what are you working right now? Can you tell us a little bit about recent work, upcoming work that you have going on?
Recently, I've been quite busy with wedding events and bridal shows. Party makeup and hair and special occasions hair and makeup is quite trending lately. I've also had the opportunity to work with various people from different ethnicities, which has personally made me grow and gain so much more experience as a makeup artist and understanding the different types of skin and textures we have, like the different beautiful skin we have out there.
Awesome. This is great. And obviously, the more experience and the more you gain, it's all better around for all of us.
Yes.
And how are you... That's right. More experience you gain is better. how are you marketing yourself and let others to know about your skill and talents?
Normally, I take any opportunity I get for marketing. I mean, marketing is essential to being a successful freelance artist. And in any business-related entrepreneurial field, you definitely need to market yourself efficiently. So I advertise online a lot through Facebook, Kijiji, online ads. I've also got my own website, which I try to display as much as I can. And quite often I would team up with other professionals like yourself, and they provide amazing opportunities to market and to increase your exposure.
You are and so right. I mean, to use social media and to network with professional is right now is the best way. We have to create a connection, create a relationship with the people that you work with. It's really a lot of people get comfortable behind their computer, and they basically work. They think that they could get work through just sending emails or update, but really, I would say for us, and I assume even more for you, being face-to-face and actually talking to the person is definitely what's going to make your business grow.
You've got to give yourself exposure to clients and to the business itself and to the field. If you don't have the exposure, you'll never really know what it's like. So being behind the computer is probably not a great idea.
But we have gurus out there that they talk about, you know, make sure that you send so many emails a day and so many updates on your fan page. But really, that is just, I would say, maybe 5% of your marketing. The rest, it has to be a face-to-face. And there's nothing, because we as a human being, we crave that connection. We crave the touch. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to make sure that when we look at that person eye to eye, there is a connection, and you know that you can work with them. So the networking on the computer, on the internet, I would say it's just 5%. The rest, you have to be out there. And that note, As an entrepreneur and as a newcomer into a small business, what advice would you give to ladies or young people like yourself that want to start their own business and want to be a great entrepreneur? What advice would you give? I mean, you're doing great, and again, I congratulate you for all what you're doing. You're so young, and you're doing amazing. So do you have any advice for the listeners out there?
Well, I think for people who would like to start their own business, so probably be anybody can start their own business, they would definitely have to have a passion for what it is they want to do. They would also have to be quite knowledgeable and talented in that field itself. And another key aspect to being a great entrepreneur would be to set goals for your business and to work hard and efficiently towards achieving those goals. Make deadlines, be very organized in that manner, just to make sure you achieve your goals in a timely manner. You've also got to put in your own time and effort and take it seriously. It's something you want to do. You're creating your own business, so it's definitely something serious, and you have to understand certain factors before going into it. I would also highly recommend that they market their business and try to get into as many opportunities as possible. You also need to project a positive business image of yourself and your business in order for others to see you as a professional. I mean, I know some people, they don't really have a great exposure to it, so I believe like being exposed to the actual field itself gives you the whole idea about what it is. And then, of course, as you said, your other 5% of it could be about being online. So after you've been exposed to the field, you want to continue to promote yourself through online stuff, which is how sometimes it works for me, I would say. And another thing is you definitely need to value your clients and their input and their feedback regarding their satisfaction. Like, a little constructive criticism can only make you a stronger and better entrepreneur.
Aaliyah, I cannot thank you enough. Wise words, everyone. This lady is going to go far, and yes, got to do a connection. You have to do your homework. You got to have a plan, and you got to pursue, and you got to love what you do. And this is what we all small businesses are in business, just because we love what we do. we feel successful right now just because we're doing what we love to do. The passion is there. So I can't believe the time just flown with you. It was so amazing talking to you and have you on our radio show. I love for you to come back and tell us more about your productivity, because I know you're doing amazing. We're looking forward to working more and more with you. Thank you so much. Everyone, this is Aaliyah. Please give her a call and contact her. Her number is 647-722-7845. Her email is salon.spot.aaliyah@gmail.com. And her website is...
Sorry, there's a correction to the number. It's 647-772.
772, everyone. 7845. 647-772-7845. Her website is www.hairmakeupaestheticsaaliyah.com. Thank you very much for coming to our show. And have everyone make it a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.
Capture the moment, do some beautiful photography. Your husband watched you make your dream a reality. With over 30 years experience, they'll go the distance for you.
JSLC Photography, the memories of life.
And thank you everyone for listening once more. Thank you again, and make it a great day.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J&LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J&LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J&LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.